Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Centre in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. The murder and abduction trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright opened today before Justice Emma Peters and a jury of 12. Mr. Wright is accused of abducting and killing the toddler in Cayman Brac in 2022. Alicity Powell was 2 years and 9 months old when she died. At the time, she lived with her mother, the defendant, and the defendant's cousin at an apartment in Cayman Brac. Prosecutors say that at 8:44 p.m. on the night she later went missing, Alicity Powell appeared happy and alive during a video call with family members. In the early hours of the 26th of July 2022, she disappeared. Her body was found around 9 a.m. along the Iron Shore, approximately 0.7 miles from the apartment. The Crown says the motive for killing her may never be known and that they're not required to prove one. Instead, they must prove that the act was committed, not why. They describe their case as circumstantial, relying on several pieces of evidence which, when combined, form a coherent narrative. Prosecutors say neither the child's mother nor the defendant's cousin is implicated. They argue that the only person responsible for the death of Alicity Powell is Devon Wright. Mr. Wright was charged on the 26th of July 2022 with murder and abduction under Section 181 and 221 of the Penal Code. The case is prosecuted by Jonas Hankin KC and Martin Mulgrew of the DPP's office, while Stan Rees KC and Katie Williams represents the defense. In other court news, a trial of a bartender that's accused of raping a patron is set to commence tomorrow in Grand Court. Palmaruga and Paul Raj, who denies the charge, will stand trial for up to 10 days. Acting Justice the Honourable Dale Palmer and a jury of 7 will hear the case in the main court building. Senior Crown Prosecutor Kenneth Ferguson is expected to give his opening speech tomorrow morning. The defendant remains on bail. A male staff member from the Law Courts Administration staff has been removed from duty following allegations of assault during work against a member of the public. In a short statement to the press earlier today, the Judicial Administration says the allegations are grave and stem from an incident on Monday. While the courts did not specify the nature of the inappropriate conduct, speculation of the nature of the offences have been circulating on social media throughout the day, and those allegations have been sent to Radio Cayman. Radio Cayman understands the allegations are of a sexual nature, but have not yet been able to verify specificities, and as such, no further details are currently being reported. Radio Cayman sought more information from the judiciary, but no further information or statement was provided at the time of this publication. In other local news, big moves for the National Coalition for Caymanians government with proposed protections on the way for the Ironwood Forest and a long-awaited extension for a key artery in Georgetown. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
By July 15th, Cabinet approved a proposal to designate the Ironwood Forest's Crown land as a protected area, subject to public consultation. And they gave the green light for the Linford Pearson Highway extension between Outpost Road and Olympic Way along the forest's boundary. By approving the proposal to designate the Ironwood Forest as a protected area, the initiative moves to the next step, which is a public consultation on the protected area designation proposal. The National Conservation Council will announce the consultation details in the coming weeks. Following that, the NCC will submit the final proposal to Cabinet for approval, after which the designation will be made official by Gazette. Environment Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes, welcomed the news.
This is a proud day for the Cayman Islands. Many countries grapple with balancing environmental protection and developing modern infrastructure, as we have done for decades. But this government and our people are demonstrating that with integrity and vision, both priorities can be met.
For the road, the National Roads Authority will proceed with a declaration of intent to take possession of the land required to open the highway extension, but adds that no physical works will begin until all required environmental permits, mitigation measures, and management instruments under the National Conservation Act are in place. Survey and investigation work is already underway. Infrastructure Minister, the Honorable Jay Ebanks, says the project demonstrates that responsible development and environmental stewardship can work hand in hand.
Good infrastructure and a healthy environment are not competing interests. When we plan properly and support each other, this approach allows us to deliver the road improvements our community needs while protecting an area that matters deeply to our people. That is responsible planning, responsible governance, and it is good for Cayman.
Once complete, the extension will round out the Olympic Way connector, improving access from Walker's Road to the University College of the Cayman Islands, John Gray High School, and surrounding neighborhoods. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. Government says the approval is not expected to have a, quote, material impact on core government forecast financial positions at the end of this year. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says it's continuing to strengthen its operational readiness through specialized critical incident command training for its officers. Radio Cayman's intern Tyler Stewart has more.
Over the past month, supervisory and senior officers completed the intensive program, which focused on managing major emergencies, multi-agency responses, and other high-risk incidents. The training included realistic scenario-based exercises aimed at improving decision-making, leadership, communication, and resource management under pressure. Police Commissioner Kurt Walton says continuous professional development is essential in today's increasingly complex security environment, ensuring officers are equipped with the skills needed to keep Cayman's communities safe. Superintendent Roger Williams says the initiative reflects the RCIP's commitment to building a culture of learning and operational excellence, adding that, quote, officers' professional growth contributes to safer communities and stronger public trust. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. More information is available at rcips.ky. One of the National Coalition for Caymanians Administration's focus is food security, and an uptick in layer pellet sales, that's chicken feed, shows that the industry is looking to develop.
In analysis of the data on ground, in terms of the farmer's output as it relates to egg production and their capacity to increase is there. Since being here, I've seen for the early or the late part of 2025 to the early part of 2026, there's a sharp increase in the purchasing of layers, massive increase, which shows that there is an interest presently, and there's also an interest to expand.
Department of Agriculture poultry expert Anthony Bailey tells Radio Cayman many local farmers are making the investment to tackle the country's growing need for, quote, fresh, table-ready eggs. On the livestock side of things, here's DOA's Marcia Beckford.
We look at cattle, sheep, and goats. It is improving, not as a fast rate as poultry, but it's growing steadily, which is good. Farmers are interested in cattle, specifically because of the Cayman-style beef, which is something that farmers look forward to at Christmas.
Ms. Beckford says while farmers are interested in expanding local livestock industry, the DOA is looking at ways to make sure animals have, quote, appropriate forage, as available land space is limited in the Cayman Islands. Finally, the Owen Roberts International Airport could be getting an upgrade. A new request for proposals has been posted on government's procurement website, cayman.bonfirehub.com. The Cayman Islands Airport Authority is looking for prospective bidders for the construction of a nearly 3,200 square foot maintenance warehouse and a parking lot at the airport. The RFP closes on the 24th of August. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks.